Mm-hmm. Couldn't, and them old slave time people, see that old man, he would blow a bugle 4 o'clock in the morning with a wedge's hand. Now, like you wasn't married, you had from the white folk table. Well, they called you a wedge's hand. They'd have 5 or 6 wedge's hand. Well, if I was a cook, I had to be in that kitchen 4 o'clock in the morning and cook for them colored boys and let them get on out to work. And 9 or 10 o'clock, I'd be feeding the white man and his wife.
I see.
They breakfast.
I see.
But you had to feed them colored ones. Lord, when the sun rise, they'd be done plowed 2-3 acres of land.
Hmm.
And they plowed till dark, from mm-hmm. sun up to sundown. They worked.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't want to do nothing.
Well, was your family always here in Augusta? Or
yes,
Were you ever out in the country?
Right up there. Yes, so, the same place where I'm telling you now. Where I was walked from there to school. My grandmother was there, my grandfather enslaved, owned the property. And now some of the stayed downtown. But his sister married a she was a joke. But she married Mr. Frank, and they moved out down, built up out there. Well, they had they had a big, up on top of the hill, we'd call it. They had 5 or 6 colored houses up there where colored people lived that worked at farm. Those mm-hmm. slaves, mm-hmm. they'd furnish them a home and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived up there in them houses.
So your grandparents were slaves for the family?
That's right.
Were they on both sides for the family?
Well, you see, it like I say, now they was with the but oh, you see, when Miss Jo married out the family, she married into the Well, then her first child was 6 months older than me.
I see.
And I raised up there with this child.
Uh-huh.
But they all were there. They had cows, tea flowers, beehives. Oh, I used to chew so much of wax. Chew that honey. That we don't like it now. We'd chew that honey and have a big old mop of wax like that. Tea flowers, turkeys, cows, and everything. She had a long, great big yard fenced in, a green picket fence all around the house. Great big house. Then in the back, she had a four-room house back there where my grandmother and grandfather stayed. Well, when they died, see, my mother and her sisters were still living, but they just stayed right on there. So us children was born right on there along with Miss Jo after she married into the we see her husband, her son married, and he married Mr. Otis Benson's daughter. He used to keep the boathouse up there at the lake. Her daddy did, Mr. Roland.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 2 boys, Otis and Calvin. I used to play with them. And my brother, he used to drive Mr. Frank to the lake. It was out there, the streetcars didn't come up. Mm-hmm. And he had old black horse and buggy. Well, my brother was named after him, Frank. And he would hitch up and bring Mr. Frank down there to get the streetcar. He worked at Arrington Brothers downtown. And he would meet him back there at 5 o'clock in the evening with the horse and the buggy at the bus line.
Mm-hmm.
I say bus line, but it was streetcar at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no buses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just took the streetcars off the streets here in 1947.
Oh, really?
When the soldiers were here, the army, and it wasn't called Fort Gordon, it was called Camp Gordon and Camp Hancock. Well, all them soldiers was here then, and the streetcars were running then. Because I got my Social Security card in 1946, working for Man Newman, who's mayor now of Augusta.
Oh, really?
He's a fine man. I used to work for him and his wife.